The book reading. Please note the views expressed in this book are not that of the station. Listener's discretion is advised. SFM presents another episode of Why Men Hate Women, written by Kopano Ratile.
Speaking of listening more and talking less also leads me to underline the fact that there are times when words are superfluous. There are times when not talking at all in the presence of another person is what is asked for. Communication can be present in the quality of the silence. Just because you have many words to speak about emotions, for instance, does not mean you have to use them all the time. You need not verbalize the trouble eating you, but simply sit together with someone, allowing yourself to be held or to hold the other person. I may be misinterpreted, so let me stress that by talking, I mean talking with, not talking at. An exchange, not a sermon. The other person is also talking. You are listening. You want to solve the problem, whatever it is. Hence, whereas I'm talking more about talking, listening matters as much as talking. When I talk with you, I would like to find out what you think about my problem. I want to know what you feel. I want advice you can share. I want you to help me. Help me see whether I'm making sense. Help me make sense. I want to hear how you see the difficulty I'm bringing to you. When I say a man needs to talk with someone, it is as often as not taken to mean he should consult a psychologist or a psychiatrist. Priests, rabbis, and imams used to and continue to perform this role of helping people to make sense of events and issues in their lives. Sangomas, traditional diviners, and elders have done this work too. To be sure, when I say we need someone to talk things over with, I do not have specialists in mind. Specialists are fine. We need them. They are trained to listen. They are professional listeners. In my country, we need many more such figures. Crucially, we need specialists who know indigenous languages so that they can really hear what troubles men's hearts, in order that they can offer a vocabulary to men that can give meaning to life's messiness. A man does not necessarily need to see a specialist to make sense of things, then. Most times, what an individual simply needs are other persons to trust. That is the sum of it. If a man does not have a person he trusts, a person to be with when he needs an attentive ear, and someone to whom he can turn in the permanent quest to make sense of life, that lack of trust in others is already a problem in itself. It contains the seeds of rage born from a sense of abandonment, a sense that nobody cares for him, and therefore the absence of social mutuality. According to one theory of psychosocial development, basic trust in others sits at the core of a well-adjusted ego, a secure identity. It is readily understandable that circles of trust can be expanded from close relationships to strangers and to social structures. The more we trust in, for example, the police, the more we're able to feel secure in our society. That said, in our society, given the levels of violence, we have to think critically about trust. Trusting blindly can get you robbed, raped, or killed. In December 2020, I was once again reminded of the necessity for us men to have someone we trust with whom we can talk. It was nothing earth-shattering that made me recall this necessity to talk and be heard. A friend I had not spoken with for a long time was having difficulty in his marriage. I called him. His wife, whom I do not know as well as I know her husband, my friend I had not spoken with for months, was the one who asked me to call him. I had been at the couple's customary marriage ceremony and Western white wedding a few years before. That means that all the rituals that form the foundation of marital life had been observed as they usually are. The wedding had been beautiful and enjoyable. The customary ceremony had been full of laughter, and a lot of clothes and household items had been exchanged between the different kin. The exchange of gifts is what happens at the customary ceremony, known in Sesotho as hophahlela, gift-giving. During the event, Mokgwanyana, the groom, and Makoti, the bride, give gifts to each other's families. While Hupahlela is related to Mahadi, it is not Mahadi per se, and instead follows that central custom. What all of the above implies is that I was among the people who had borne witness to the beginning of a publicly affirmed cultural and legal bond between these two people. What I'm learning is that witnessing our friends' relationships cannot begin or end with Mahadi or Hupahlela or the white wedding. It seems we have to continually ask of each other, how is your partner? How old are the children now? What is happening with the family if we do not wish to be caught by surprise, at least? At best, it means we are tuned into each other's emotional waves. I do not know whether my long conversation with my friend over the phone helped him. However, I do know that we should have had the call much earlier. Many calls. How I understood the problem that my friend was having was that the problem itself was caused by a man and a woman not communicating with each other. It may sound like a self-help insight, yet without sharing thoughts and feelings, the idea of sharing a life together is severely challenged. Surely there is no relationship of equal intimacy without communication, where communication means being in verbal communion with each other. Sharing a life implies sharing our interior lives, all of it, the ugly feelings and joy, fears and positive states. Intimacy in modern culture means sharing our inner lives. If you do not want to be part of that kind of life, of love as sharing ourselves, it may be best to make it known to others in your life. At the same time, talking to others, friends in this case, means sharing the burden. It does not come easily to many of us, given the kinds of ideas about manhood to which we subscribe. However, friends are meant to be trusted. If your friends are not to be trusted with your emotional burdens, then you have to find others you can trust to help you make sense of things that trouble you. As far as I could see, talking with each other almost certainly would have helped my friend and his spouse. Of course, you could say, learning how to communicate is a whole education on its own. I agree. In my assessment, there was an obvious misunderstanding between them of things I believe are straightforward. The misunderstanding was about how the mind works, at least according to psychology and more so psychoanalysis. In this tradition, the mind is known to be a trickster. It can hide things from us, the supposed owners of it. For example, the mind can repress memories. At times, it changes painful memories into something different. Often, individuals are not absolutely sure about why they act in a certain way or like or dislike certain people or things. And sometimes, we are confused about our own feelings. If memory is not always as reliable as we think it is, and we are never sure about our own likes and dislikes, and our own feelings can be confusing to us, the difficulty increases when we have to deal with other people's memories, actions, and feelings. The point is that it is not unusual to misconstrue our own actions, thoughts, and feelings. We are not masters of our own minds and feelings, at least not always. And the trickster mind does hide things from itself and thus from us. What can help is to talk with people who may have knowledge about the things we do not know, and then we can make up our own minds. In the end, though, whereas talking to another person we trust about life issues that trouble us can offer us insight and even change how we think and feel about a particular concern, changing masculinity demands more than just talking and listening to each other. Changes in gender ideologies, in norms, in family relations, and surely in economic policies and relations, as some examples, are necessary to effect the thoroughgoing transformation of the prevailing models of masculinity, which is to say, paradigms of living and being that discourage men from talking.
That was another episode of Why Men Hate Women and Other Reflections on Love, Violence and Masculinity, read by Samson Khumalo. The book is published by Wits University Press and is also available online, www.wetspress.co.za. It is broadcast on SAFM at 11:45 Monday to Thursday on The Talking Point. It is produced for SAFM by Jeffrey Matenji. Technical production by Wiseman Manqele.